It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. And we are doing something very unique that is, I think it's important. We are bringing daily messages on personal empowerment and the law of attraction. I don't know of anyone in the trenches, belly to belly, face to face with the enemy, so to speak, that is doing this kind of work. And I do it as a passion because I'm absolutely convinced more than ever before that, you know, this is the time. This is the time to reach as many people. There are so many people that are disenfranchised. I just got off the phone 2 minutes ago with a lady who works 5, 6, 7 hours a day in a hair salon. She's not a hairdresser, but I guess she does other things there. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But she maybe runs the cash register, cleans the place, washes the windows, all that kind of stuff. She makes $7 an hour. She averages about $30 a day, and they pay her daily. Out of that $30, 10 of it has to go for rent right off the top. So she has $20 to pay all of her other bills, all of her food expenses, her electricity, her utilities, everything. She has $20 left over. She needs help. She needs to learn how to think differently so that she can attract and build the life that she wants. And I'm here for you as well, for everyone. That's why I'm in this, to reach as many people as we can with this important law of attraction message. This is not a new message. It didn't start when the movie The Secret came out. We've been teaching the law of attraction in the mystery schools for centuries, for all the way back to ancient Greece and Egypt, okay? But we're at a point now where, folks, you can look at the news at night. Look at these riots that are taking place in U.S. cities. And you see thousands and thousands of people that are angry. And what are they really angry at? Are they angry at the police? Well, perhaps. Are they angry at the government? Well, maybe. But what they're really angry at is they feel disempowered. They feel they have no personal power in their life anymore. And so, while I don't agree with their actions, they resort to negative behavior. Because at least with negative behavior comes the illusion that they are empowered. Are you living a life that's an illusion? Are you kind of thinking that you're empowered, but you're really not? Or do you just outright know that you need more personal empowerment? I want to urge you to do a few things. One, if you've been listening to this podcast for any time at all, please give us a positive review on iTunes, 5 stars, and a little nice wording about how we are helping you. That helps other people. That helps us reach more people. 2, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on either Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. So that way you have it coming to you on a regular basis. It's not just a hit or miss kind of thing. 3, and this is really important. I love you for this. I really do. Please share our podcast on Facebook with your friends. And it really helps because we reach people that need it when they need it. Now today we're talking about negative thoughts and how they can destroy your desires, whatever your desire is, whatever it is that you want in your life. More than anything else, what do you want? And negative thoughts, they're like a cancer on our positive thoughts. So we get thinking positive, we get juiced up, we get feeling good, we're motivated, we're excited, we're doing affirmations, we're creating a vision board, you know, we're doing all the things we need to do to get our mind in the right place, and then bam, these negative thoughts come up and we start feeling uncertain, we start feeling depressed, we start feeling angry. And then we start thinking, I can't start that new business. I'm an idiot. I don't have the skills to start that kind of a business. That's for other people. Or, you know, she's never going to fall in love with me. I mean, she's just in a class way above me. You know, or, you know, I've been with this company for so many years, the chances of getting a promotion and getting a raise along with that promotion are slim to none. I'm just going to get used to where I'm at. I'm getting too old now. Pretty soon I'm going to retire. Well, these are negative thoughts. I call these thoughts the devil's advocate. Da, 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 da. Yes, the devil's advocate. Not to be confused with the real devil, of course. This is the devil's advocate in your mind. Now, the devil's advocate in your mind is there for a positive purpose, too. Because if all the people you know are going to go up in an airplane and they're going to jump out of the airplane with a certified parachute and a certified instructor, and you say, I'm just going to glue a bunch of feathers to my body and try it that way. The devil's advocate portion of your brain should kick in and say, this is stupid. This will get you killed. And so the devil's advocate portion of our brain developed over thousands of years as a way of protecting us so that we didn't do stupid stuff. The problem is that when we want to do things that we really find important and empowering, the devil's advocate steps in when we don't want the devil's advocate to step in. And the devil's advocate starts preaching counter intentions, negative thoughts. You can't do this. You're too dumb. You're too old. You're too fat. You're too skinny. You're too young. You're the wrong race. You're the wrong sex. And we begin to believe it. And after a while, we say, you know, I hear people say, well, you know, the economy just wasn't right. That's a devil's advocate talking. That's not your positive self. That's not your optimistic self that believes that it can co-create with the universe. That's your negative self coming through. The devil's advocate. So, I'm going to give you in this podcast a simple technique for dealing with your negative thoughts. How to take your negative thoughts and just squash them and turn them around into positive thoughts so that when the devil's advocate starts, you know, blowing his trumpet, he's playing in your band rather than destroying the music that you're trying to create. Now, these techniques are easy, but you're going to have to pay attention. You might even want to take some notes. So I'll be right back after this important timeout.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Let's say, for example, that you are about to start a business, and all of your friends and your family and your relatives are calling you an idiot. They're calling you a dunce. They're saying, look it, you don't know anything about the restaurant business. You know, why do you want to invest your life savings in opening up a restaurant? I'm using this as an example, by the way. So you're getting all this negative input from people around you. And then all of a sudden, you're still positive. You're still going. You're still fired up. The guy with a little pitchfork and the horns in the back of your head, he starts speaking, your devil's advocate, and he starts saying, what in the hell are you doing? You're too stupid. You don't have any experience in this. You could lose your life savings. You could fail in this. You could become the laughing stock. You could end up on the streets doing this. And so now you've got this counter intention coming from your subconscious mind, and it's messing everything up. It's just absolutely destroying everything. All that positive energy, all those positive thoughts and affirmations. So what I want you to do is I want you to take the thought of the devil's advocate, maybe some guy in a red shiny suit, you know, with little horns or whatever. Maybe he's standing there. Maybe your wife, your friends, whoever is calling you an idiot for doing this. And see them standing around you, calling you an idiot, calling you a dunce, calling you stupid for wanting to invest and start your own business. And then I want you to make that picture in your mind ridiculous. So visualize yourself jumping around all these people while they're yelling and screaming at you that you're an idiot. Okay? And see all kinds of energy and action going on. Make the image as colorful and as bright and as funny as you can. Maybe you can put clown noses on all these people that are saying this, especially on the devil. Devil hates it when you put a clown nose on him. He really does. Okay? The more ridiculous you can make the image, I think the better. The idea is to kind of quiet the fears that we all have about doing something new. Now, step two. In step two, you begin to perform a simple inversion process. In other words, you hear in your mind that, man, I'm an idiot for trying to start my own business. I'm really stupid. So you invert that and you come up with a positive. I'm a genius. I am an absolute money-making genius for wanting to start my own business. You got that? So now you see yourself as like a genius, like you're really smart, and you repeat that affirmation several times. Step three, do the same thing to step two that you did to step one. So remember in step one, you made it ridiculous, you made it vivid, you made it bright, you gave it a lot of action. So now you're going to do the same thing to step two, where you inverted everything, where you made everything positive, and you're going to add pictures and colors and sounds to it. See yourself as taller and smarter and more brilliant. Make the picture bright and vivid. Give it motion. Visualize yourself driving a new $100,000 car. Feels good, doesn't it? Feel how good it is to fly first class, or better yet, see yourself waving to all your friends who are still calling you an idiot as you get on your new private jet. Okay? Now you have this positive picture. Maybe you have a dunce cap on. Maybe you had a dunce cap on in step one. So in step three, put the dunce cap on, but make it out of 24 karat gold and put on the dunce cap. Instead of the word dunce, I am rich. Got it? Okay. So now you've got this negative picture. I'm an idiot. You've given it some life. Now you've got this positive picture. I am a genius. Now you marry those two pictures together. You bring them together. So you see maybe part of yourself calling you an idiot. You see the devil calling you an idiot. You see all your friends calling you stupid for trying to start your own business. Okay? But at the same time, you're seeing yourself get on this new airplane. You're seeing yourself with all kinds of money. You're seeing yourself successful with many branches. You're seeing yourself taller. You're seeing yourself wearing this cool dunce cap made out of 24 karat gold that says, I am rich. And you've put clown noses on all the people calling you an idiot. You've married the two pictures together. Now, do this about 10 times. Do it 10 times. Have fun with it. Get creative with it. Okay? Now here's the key. Here's the key. The next time you think or feel or hear yourself say to yourself, man, I must be an idiot for opening up my own business, you will have all these positive pictures come pouring through your mind. All of these positive emotions will come pouring through you. It will literally become an affirmation for all the things you want to build and do. We've taken something negative and we've used it to our favor. And that's how it works. Now, if you had trouble following this technique, you can go to my website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and there is an article called Destroy Negative Thoughts and Let the Law of Attraction Bring You Your Desires. Destroy Negative Thoughts and Let the Law of Attraction Bring You Your Desires. Okay, so download the article, read it, be sure to share it on Facebook. We always appreciate that. We love you doing that. Thank you so much. We love your letters. Keep writing to us at www.lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. And hey, we're almost filled up, but we do have a spot or two if you'd like to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I don't care whether you want to get rid of negative energy, whether you want to change your thought patterns, whether you want to be more successful in business, whether you want to save your relationship, whether you want to have an outstanding sales career, whatever it is, success is what we do. Now remember, you've got to take action. There is no attraction without action. Thank you so much. Pay it forward, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.